don't even think of foolish as being a bad word in America. But a fool is someone who can't think the way they need to think to glorify God and to do the things he's called them to. So he says, okay, listen to this. Are you also so undiscerning? I like that for the word. Next time someone is really saying something that's ridiculous or your children are going off in something foolish, say, are you so undiscerning? Well, you hate me. Are you so undiscerning to think that I hate you? This is a good word to use. I'm giving you a word, moms and dads, when they start to get to you. Instead of cursing them. And then you can just ask them, are you so undiscerning? When they make statements like, well, you don't love me. Are you that undiscerning? It's a good one to stop manipulation too. Well, if you cared about us, are you that undiscerning? I have to write this one on a card. This is going to be a new one. He goes, do you not perceive that all that enters from the outside into the man is not able to defile him? This is because it does not enter into his heart. So, like we were saying earlier, this is a spirit because it gets in your spirit. It gets in your heart. And it causes bitterness. Anything in your spirit that's not of the Holy Ghost is going to cause you to be bitter. It's going to cause you to defile many. Now look at that. If you become bitter, the Bible says you defile many. In other words, if you become bitter, you begin to release that foul spirit on others. Why? Because you begin to judge them as stupid and foolish. You need to say, when you declare that, you're releasing that spirit. I know when Mitchell was really, really sick, and I have to use my examples because they're the ones I understand. But when Mitchell was very, very sick, everyone looked at him. The devil tried to make me see him sick. We were told he would never play sports. He would never get tall. He would always be very sickly. He would always be in doctor's offices and hospitals. He would never live a normal life with the disease they wanted to say that he had. And when you would look at him and there was not much blood in him and he was very frail and you were so afraid of him getting hurt, everyone would always say, he looks so sick. He looks so pale. He looks so unhealthy. And I would always have to see him the way he was supposed to look. I've always seen him tall. I've always seen him healthy. And it's taken discipline. It's taken a choice to see him through God's eyes and not through Satan's attack. So if you have a child who's mentally challenged or whatever you want to typically, I don't care what you call it. God loves them. You love them the way they are. God loves them the way they are. But Jesus paid to totally set them free. You need to start to see them free. You can never believe for something you can't see. And sometimes you have to see it for years. But begin to see it. Begin to see it. Begin to see. If you are heavy, and you know it's because, no matter what it is, it's still a foul spirit, whether it's medical or whatever, it's all the same. You need to begin to see yourself healthy. You need to begin to see it. You need to begin to see it. You need to sit down and see, this is how I'm supposed to look. When you go to eat, you need to begin to see why God would want you to eat healthy so that you can feel good about yourself. And I'm not saying so you can feel good about yourself in a vanity. I'm talking about so you feel good and you know that you feel healthy, not because you're trying to compete for a magazine cover. Vanity is sick. We've talked about vanity. I'm talking about healthy. I'm talking about if one person cannot receive from you because of a foul spirit and they go to hell, you're going to wish you took that foul spirit seriously. I think we're really tonight declaring war on this foul spirit. I don't believe we're going to get to it all tonight because this is bigger than I was thinking when we started this. But I'm kind of excited by it because I think a lot of people can get free. This will probably get us to how to get schizophrenics free because God had told me one day we would get to that and really see. Do you know how big this ministry would grow when everybody is healthy and in the right mind? Okay. Now listen to this. It says, do you not perceive, in 18, that all that enters from the outside into the man is not able to defile him? This is because it does not enter into his heart, but into the belly and goes out into the waste bowl, purging all the foods. I want you to see that when you eat, it's not about what you're eating going into your belly. It's about that spirit that defiles it. It's about that spirit. You need to begin to see, according to this, what goes into your belly is not your issue. It's what goes into your heart that brings defilement. Now, he said that passing out of the man is the thing that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, pass out the evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. Okay, so from within. So a devil gets in you, into your heart, into your spirit. The devil has an aim. He's targeting your spirit. He's targeting your heart from the day you are conceived. And his desire is to bring into you evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, greedy desires, iniquities or sin, deceit, lustful desires, wicked eye, blasphemy, pride, and recklessness. Okay, so these are demonic spirits that the enemy's trying to bring in. I will not say from my interpretation of how I'm teaching a foul spirit that all of these are foul spirits. They're all wicked and evil and horrible. Some of these I think are unclean spirits if we really got into what I believe unclean spirits are. It doesn't really matter. If you look at the Strong's, they're all three basically mean the same thing. But my thing was, Lord, why are they worded different? And I believe God worded them different to try to get you into a deeper understanding of some of them. I think it's easy to understand wicked, and I think it's easy to understand unclean. I think foul we've never really thought about. And so it kind of leaves a whole area that we need to go into inner healing and deliverance on. I'm not going to get in debate on which is which. I don't really care. I just know these are the ones we haven't covered before. And it has to do with thinking. It has to do with things that make people reject you. Things that make people reject you because of appearances or the senses. That's how I would say foul. A foul spirit is something that has you rejected based on the senses. So what you look like, what you smell like, what you maybe sound like, what you say, what comes out of your mouth. I would call a foul spirit, with the way we're preaching this, that we get free. Things that, warts, blemishes, that make people, you know what I'm talking about. Many times that's infirmity, but it's hooked with a foul spirit. These are spirits that want you not to fit in and feel bad about yourself. They're going to be hooked with other stuff, okay? But now it's, maybe you've done the other stuff. Maybe you've got past some bitterness and unforgiveness and all these things, but maybe the area you haven't really touched is the foul spirit area. The area where this is a specific plan to cause you to never be able to glorify God, at least in your own thinking. Isn't the devil nasty? And he's looking, how can I do this? How can I do this? Well, we have to rise up and say, God, you can set us free from this. I'm going to have Marion come up and share what God gave her. But first, let's do the thing about the fool thing. If we've ever said it. If we've ever said fool, stupid, dumb, anything that declared a curse over anyone. It's the American way. Also, let's break the power of these being said over our lives. Isn't it funny when we're looking at the foul spirit, if you really get a click on this, how it makes it look like it's not a big deal. Look at the foul spirit. Really look at this. It is a subtle thing overall. It's so subtle that you just think it's not something to deal with. It's also the one that everyone says, it's just the way you are. So if you're mentally retarded, it's just the way you are. If you are homosexual, the world says that's just the way you are. If you've overweight, it's just the way you are. It's the one spirit, or at least what we're going after, that just is like, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just the way you are. It's not that big a deal. It's in your genes. And you know what? If we tear down what we've been teaching, this foul spirit is going to make you the one on the side of jealous instead of haughty. It's almost as if the people who get the foul spirits are the ones that Satan signals out to be the ones who are envious and jealous. And the ones that don't get the foul spirits are the ones who are haughty. And I know there can be different areas, but overall, in general population, they're the ones who don't have or reject it and wish. And they're the ones who have it all together and judge and whisper that you always want to belong to. The ones who don't have a foul spirit, or don't have the foul spirit to the degree that the people who are really affected have it, do you know what I'm saying? They're the ones over on this side that the people with the foul spirit look to and say, that's normal, that's right, they're more loved, I wish I was like them. And it really makes a big divide, which will never bring true unity as long as we just pretend it's not there. Okay, Marion. God gave Marion something. And I think it goes along with this whole thing about a foul spirit.